Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're going up into the Sullivan County Catskills today. Beautiful country, and we're going to be speaking with Roberta Lockwood, who is the president and CEO of the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association.
Wonderful to chat with you this morning.
How are you? It's wonderful to get an update, too, on what's going on up there.
Quite a busy schedule ahead of us in the next couple of years,
Now, where do we start? Do we start with some of the things that might be of interest during the winter months? When things are cold?
Well, our winter is very exciting, of course, with everything from skiing at Holiday Mountain and the Villa Roma to snowshoeing on some of our beautiful hiking trails, or just a brisk walk out on the hiking trails in the winter months, tubing, all kinds of off-site type exciting fun things to do in the snow.
Okay.
That's really a lot of fun for us here. You can just kick back and relax and enjoy a fireplace and kind of wind down and come and visit us, because we're only 90 minutes out of the city. So it's a tremendous comforting relaxation where you can sit back and just enjoy the simple pleasures of Catskill life.
And I tell you, it's easy, right up the Quickway and you're there. Let's start with Holiday Mountain, because there might be people that don't even know about Holiday Mountain. What is it?
We have a wonderful little mountain right here in the Sullivan Catskills. It's known as Holiday Mountain, and it's great for families, children, learn to ski, and just an enjoyable afternoon with friends, and you can go up and down on the hill, and it's a great little hill. We also have it over at the Villa Roma. We have some little ski lifts, and it's just a great experience, especially for not your more experienced skiers, and it really works out well, because you can enjoy it, you can have a great time with family, friends, and it's just got a lot of, and it's got some fun activities that go on throughout the year, too, there in the winter months.
Can you stay overnight at Villa Roma?
Absolutely.
All right, so that's
We've
a place
got all
you can
kinds
go
of great places. You can come to our resorts like the Villa Roma. Mm-hmm. We also have our Sullivan Hotel right here in Rock Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They have the conference center there. It's beautiful, wonderful, very accessible to all of our properties.
Mm-hmm.
We have also some more eclectic type lodging for everyone, like the Arnold House, SJB&B, the Bradston, so many wonderful places, the Inn at Lake Joseph.
Beautiful.
The North Branch. We have so many wonderful, incredible, everything from B&Bs to inns to unique properties, and we have some really incredible rental properties that have surfaced throughout our county, beautiful homes to rent as well.
That's a great idea. And, you know, from what I understand, I know people that might go up and they do a family reunion, so they actually bring whole bunch of people up and they stay either in an area or at a place like Villa Roma and have a big party. So it's a nice thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Reunions have been a big part of the tradition here in the Sullivan Catskills. And, you know, we can call upon Red Cottage Rentals or any one of our wonderful properties like the Villa, the Sullivan, and so many others that we have right here in our backyard. Also, in the winter months, you might want to just take the time to mosey along and enjoy our craft beers, our spirits, and our wineries. We have a little tour that's available that'll just bring you into all of our communities, and you can enjoy Catskill Brewery and Roscoe Brewery and the Calicoon Brewery.
Wow.
And we have, of course, our Bashakill Wineries and the Catskill Distillery and Prohibition. And we just have so many, and they're all available, and they're fun, and it's a great experience to just enjoy and mosey through our county in a real leisurely way.
I didn't know you even had breweries and things up there. Is
we
that on your
do.
Website?
We have some of the finest right
wow.
here.
Isn't that so? You must have a section on your website that you might be able to.
I sure do, as well as some little quick brochures that map it out and give you some recommended tours.
Yeah. Sullivan County is unique in that you have a variety of antique places, so somebody can do like an antique, weekend, or they can do the brewery thing. You've got themes,
Fishing. We do. We have a lot of that, the antiquing, the pottery trail. We have so many fun, wonderful things that you just kind of give your add to your experience and your leisure vacation while you're there.
And you can have a nice leisurely drive on some of these back roads. They're beautiful little country roads and not a lot of traffic, so you really escape the hustle and bustle of the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, lots of fun things.
So you'll have a section for things like the breweries. You probably have a section if you want to rent a home or do something there.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We have all of these things available for you. And, of course, throughout the winter. And we're already mounting and getting ready for our spring season.
Oh, that's
because
big.
That's just right upon us.
Now, tell us about so we've got February. Now, you get into March, you're already into spring. Already.
I'm already starting to look into spring, of course. Fly fishing season begins in April.
April 1.
We're the home to, of course, the National Hall of Fame for fly fishing, as well as, you know, this is really the birthplace of dry fly fishing.
People from all over the world come to Sullivan
County.
Oh,
absolutely. Our legendary beaver kill in Willoweemock and of course, our Delaware River. And, you know, the Delaware River is a national park, and we're doing so many wonderful things and spotlighting it. I mean, we're working with Nat Geo. We have a program with the Scenic Wild Delaware River.
Uh-huh.
You can go on to a DelawareRiver.NatGeoTourism.com, which you can come off of our website, too. And it gives you that sense of place and all the communities and our unusual properties and places that lie along the Delaware River.
Yeah. Do you know that's one of the 10 cleanest rivers in the country, in the whole country?
Yes, I do. Isn't it just incredible?
Yeah. Very, very interesting. And I guess that starts up in up near Cooperstown, right? Is it the Delaware that starts up there? And it goes all the way down to Philadelphia.
Well, actually, the Delaware River, yes. And it goes through the gap in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. We all share. Actually, it's a three-state program, but of course we're going to chat about our New York side of it because we have an incredible scenic byway that also lies along our Delaware River.
You have a lot of river activities.
We do. We have some incredible hamlets that lie along the river that have great events and happenings, and we salute the trout parades and our Calicoon tractor parades, and we have so many fun, wonderful experiences for family, friends, and visitors to just enjoy the community, be a part of our community. It's like I keep reinforcing, it's that place to unplug, relax. No matter what your desire is, we have it for you.
Yep.
And it's those little simple pleasures that truly make the experience so wonderful for everybody.
Now, are there certain events that happen every year at a certain time of the year so somebody can kind of get them in their heads and think ahead for them?
Absolutely. We have some annual events that run through the season. Of course, we're going to start with, we got to take a look at our Bethelwoods Performing Arts Center because that in its own right is an incredible, incredible experience with the museum, the grounds, the activity and arts and culture events that happen throughout the season there. But our schedule is already starting to fill up for the performances there, and I urge everybody to get on our event site, take a look. We have so many incredible artists that are going to make their way to our Sullivan Catskills
summer. I mean, these are big names.
Huge names that are going to be here with us. And take the time to experience that museum. That museum is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where else can you capture the entire 60s and just learn about the trends, the happenings, and the impact that whole decade made on the history of our United States?
Yep, and I'll tell you, we have a lot of people in this Mid-Hudson area. I'm over in Orange County, who used to go up to Saratoga for their concerts or go over to the Berkshires, which is about 2 hours. You are a lot closer, and it's a nicer drive, and people are going to Bethel Woods now for
And the grounds on Bethel Woods. Yeah. I just don't feel there's anywhere that parallels it. It's just beautiful. It's incredible. It's an experience that's all unto itself. And I'm not trying to be partial, but it is just an incredible.
Would they start booking, would they buy tickets now? I mean,
yes, many of the concert events are already up online
and you can
begin to purchase tickets. So I encourage everybody to go on ours or the Bethel Woods site, take a look, because I am sure there is some something for everybody.
And early birds get the better seats.
So you got that right. And get the chance to get in there because a lot of these concerts sell out.
They do. And I want to also, when we're talking about early birds, if you want to fish, you really should be booking a place to stay overnight ahead of time.
Yes.
You want to do that soon, or if not right away. Right?
And we have some wonderful cabins and B&Bs right in the Roscoe area and right in the Livingston Manor area that are right there. We've got some tremendous guides that'll also help you chart your course and give you an adventure out on the water that's just unparalleled.
Oh, yeah, the guides are important. And you've got cool little places to eat, like Roscoe Diner, right?
Yes,
you've got some
we do. One of our finest diners in the United States.
Yeah, we've eaten there. It's wonderful. Really, it was wonderful.
It's a great place. We've got some really incredible. The food experience in the Sullivan Catskills is absolutely wonderful.
Name some restaurants. Go ahead. Different places.
Heron, the Laundrette, Piccolo Pais, Bernie's Holiday Restaurant, the Villa Roma.
There's one in Monticello. It's like a cute, even like, it's not a full-scale restaurant. It's just a little place that the locally owned Yanni's place.
Oh, Yanni's, have Yasu here. That's an incredible restaurant for us. We've just got an entire plethora of different types of restaurants, from Greek to American to Chinese to Mexican. We just reopened the Western up in Calicoon, the Western Hotel and Restaurant up there with a supper club. I mean, that's something need to get there and see.
I got to write that down. The Western?
You do.
Yep,
the Western.
Supper club. And then they redid the restaurant over at the near Liberty at the golf course. That was very nice. We went there. I forgot the name of it.
Oscar Brown.
Oh,
yes.
Oscar Brown. That was
Brown's.
Terrific.
It's a beautiful, and they have some great entertainment that goes on there. And then as the season kicks in for us, the Downtown Barn in Liberty has wonderful activity and artists that perform on Saturday nights.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you've got a Forestburg Theater up there, too, somewhere.
I do. The Forestburg Playhouse.
Oh, yes.
That has just expanded immensely and grown. It's expanded its schedule. It's expanded its show season. They do have evening events in the tavern as well, and they have got the most incredible schedule ahead of us this year. You really got to get on there, take a look, and start to book your tickets already.
And they've got some children's shows, so I think Little
Mermaid.
And
they have children's matinees and children's shows that run throughout the season, and they've expanded that.
Yeah.
Lots of good things. New seats, new look inside the tavern, new look inside of the theater. It is just absolutely beautiful.
So they actually expanded the amount of seats in there?
They have added some seats, and they have also brand new seats, and they've also added the schedule.
Oh, how nice.
We have some extra schedule there, so there's a lot going on, and you really need to take the time to stop in and take a look. Yeah. All of our galleries will be in full gale. The Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, the Catskill Arts Alliance, and their galleries are just teeming with wonderful artists and exhibits that are happening throughout the season. Rolling River Cafe. We've got some great karaoke nights and Cabernet Franks, and we've got a wonderful Beaverkill Studios where you can come as a film team and you can actually stay there and enjoy the community. Our little town of Parksville has truly grown and really expanded.
That's right off 17, right? That's
right off of 17.
Yep. So 17 is the best way to navigate when you're going.
Oh, it's the easiest way to find us. But you can get here a lot of different ways.
Uh-huh.
But 17 is our main thoroughfare. And then, of course, come the spring, we look at our farm markets that are just bustling throughout our entire county. Yeah. We do have the Calicoon farm market that runs through the winter months as well.
Oh.
But now as the season starts to kick, everyone from Bethel to Narrowsburg to Conneaugle Lake to Berryville to Liberty, over in the town of Thompson and Monticello, everyone has some incredible farm markets. And I keep saying that farm-to-table experience is like none other. Our restaurants truly try to purchase local.
That's great.
And try to utilize our local products from our local farms and serve them to you fresh in their restaurants, and
I'll
many
tell you,
of them.
Your ground is much more fertile, too, than other areas, so they're going to get more vitamins and minerals in their in what they're buying and what they're eating with your local
stuff. Wonderful. I completely agree. And, you know, all this is happening, and we're also working with our hospital and with our public health department in our restaurants in the SCVA to have Eat Local, Eat Healthy.
Nice.
And everyone's teaming in. Many of our restaurants are putting nutritional choices that are locally sourced on their menus for the season. So we encourage you to take a look and look at those restaurants and consider stopping and utilizing some of those healthy options.
Yeah. Now, this Calicoon Farm Market, because it is the winter now and somebody wants to go up right away, where is it? It's indoors somewhere?
It's an indoor market at the Delaware Valley Youth Center. And it's open. But you can connect with us online.
Okay.
And you can take the directions are there.
Okay.
And make the time to stop up there and get some fresh fruit. It's on a Sunday.
And it's
it is. It is. Yeah. It's a wonderful Sunday drive through the area. And, you know, and another thing you want to take a look in this area is we're known for our weddings and our destination weddings.
Oh.
I think that simple pleasure of coming in the setting and the beautiful vistas and expansive, you know, acreage that's here truly tends to be the perfect choice for destination weddings and your wedding choices. So
any season of the year, you can do something up there.
Truly, every season of the year is something wonderful for us. And we've gotten, I encourage you to go trailkeeper.org is right off of our site. We have incredible trail systems here from fast to novice to a little more intermediate.
Uh-huh.
And there's experiences for everybody on our trails here.
Now, that's winter as well as summer?
As well as summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Winter as well as summer. We have Morgan Outdoors in Livingston Manor. She rallies some wonderful trail walks for people. So, you know, keep an eye on our website and her website because she always organizes some great trail walks throughout our county and keeps people active all times through the year.
Is there anywhere you can rent like cross-country skis or something?
Yes,
if you don't
right
own
there.
Them? Oh, right there. Good.
Well, many of the places are right there. She's got a lot of the outdoor equipment. You can do the snowshoeing from there some of the trail needs from there. And then usually whenever you're going, like the villa and some of the places for cross-country, they have them available as well.
And that way you don't have to lay out any money. You just go up and have a nice day and you don't have to buy
and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yep.
We have a lot to offer and a lot of spotlights and a lot of new things coming along. I mean, obviously, we're watching the growth that's happening at our Montrain site at 106 with the new proposed casino and entertainment village.
Tell us about the casinos. That's right. That's a whole other component.
And we also have Varia Wellness Center by Z Living that's also going to be coming to us very shortly. So
now, what is that? That's like a retirement?
That is a wellness on the old Cutcher's property.
Uh-huh.
And it is actually a 7-floor wellness center in the Catskills.
Wow.
It's going to be absolutely incredible. Holistic healing.
Oh, wow.
Nature care. Yoga, nutrition, much to offer. It's 131 rooms,
wow,
all with lake views, and that's quickly going and growing, and it's already starting to construct and come to completion.
That's a beautiful property over there.
Oh,
too.
It is a gorgeous property, and that's the phase one of it.
Okay.
We also, of course, at Montrain, you know that we were very fortunate to have one of the largest in New York State developments of casino resorts, and that's of course with Empire Resorts, and we're very excited. It's going to be a year-round playground.
Wow.
And
when's that going to kick in? Do you have a time frame?
Well, yeah, March 2018.
Okay.
But as you come past and as you come down 17 and make a visit to us and over the next few weeks and months, you'll notice it's already up there and growing and the lights are on it and the walls are up and the roads are going in and it's in a very exciting time for the Sullivan
Lots
Catskills.
Of jobs up there too then. It's more
Lots
jobs.
Of new jobs.
Yep.
Lots of new interest.
Yep.
I think we'll be seeing quite a bit of activity, and a brand new monster golf course will be coming, and Adelard's Cultural Center, and we have so much going on, an ultimate gaming experience, conference center, top of the line, 5-star facility. So we are very excited about that happening, and the attention and the growth and the spurred growth that is happening as a result of that.
Yep.
And we're very fortunate that the Sullivan Catskills is home.
You're going to see people wanting to move up to that county because your cost of living is very reasonable.
That. Yeah. We're noticing that.
And your rents are reasonable. Everything's reasonable to live up there. So
and it's such a beautiful county. It truly is. I mean, it's got that very pristine mountainside. We have great vistas. We have the Delaware River that's our backyard that's just incredible, and so many lakes and watering holes and fun things to do.
Yep.
And it's really, you know, with all this growth, there's a meaningful eye to how important the beauty of our backyard is.
Yeah.
And to still present our visitors and our residents with a quality of life that affords you those simple pleasures
That's
and those
right.
simple, wonderful family events. And I think that combination of all of this really sets the tone for us to be the ultimate vacation spot.
Yeah, your sleeping giant that's waking up now.
We are. We're waking up, and we're here to tell you that the Sullivan Catskills is very much alive and bustling and excited and more than ready to roll out the red carpet and welcome you to be our guest.
That's it. That's the way. So it sounds like your website is the hub for organizing trips.
We have a brand new
things.
One that's going to be involved. We've got ours coming. It's up now.
Okay.
We have a new one that's going to unveil in March with a lot more bells and whistles. But everything is up there. Everything is available. We want you to make sure you come and enjoy. We have so many wonderful little hamlets that are little walking hamlets all unto their own, like Livingston Manor and Roscoe, Trouttown, USA, Narrowsburg, and the arts community in Narrowsburg and Livingston Manor. Narrowsburg is known for its River Fest in the summer, and Livingston Manor is known for Trout Festival, then the Trout Parade, and Calicoon's got its Tractor Parade, and, of course, Bethel and Conneaugh Lake and the excitement around the water and near Bethel Woods.
Yep.
It's just truly. And we've got great, great properties. The Dancing Cat out that way.
Yeah, I never heard of that
one. That's also got a distillery with it, but what a great little restaurant. And the restaurant's along Conneaugh Lake, and it's a lot of fun.
I can go on and on. You could take every weekend and just go somewhere up there and not fill up the year.
And you'd have a new adventure. Every weekend would bring you a new adventure.
Grahamsville has a little festival, too, in the fall,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. We have the Little World's Fair.
Yeah.
Every August, and it is such an incredible family fun experience, and I think it brings you back to what county fairs really are.
What they used to be.
And it's just such a wonderful stop. And we've got museums. We've got the Time in the Valley Museum that's there. What an incredible history of the watershed and the whole information there. We've got our Sullivan County Historical Society Museum. And the museum at Bethel Woods is just incredible.
Yeah.
And we have our Fly Fishing Museum. And we have 10 Mile River Scout Museum. We have so many wonderful experiences that we really need to have everyone enjoy and just add into your itinerary.
Now, Roberta, what is the website? Tell us the name of the website and if there's a
phone
number.
Our website is www.sullivancatskills.com.
Okay. And if somebody needed to call, like say they had questions involving a family reunion or something.
Well, we have two numbers. You can call us 800-882-CATS, C-A-T-S. Or 845-747-4449.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we ran out of time, actually.
Oh, my goodness, Marietta.
Yeah,
I look forward to seeing you in the Sullivan Catskills.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have everybody check your website. And remember, you can listen to the show, realcountryhv.com. So you can, and then we'll also send you a copy, Roberta, for your
wonderful. We'll put it up on our website.
Yep. Okay. So you have a wonderful day. Take care.
You as well. Thank you, Marietta.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for this week, folks. I hope you take advantage of the Sullivan County Catskills. There's some great stuff to do up there, and you should enjoy it. Have a wonderful week.